A new report says Fairbanks could save big by using less electricity, calling energy efficiency Fairbanks' first fuel. The study, paid for by the Alaska Conservation Alliance and put together by a California-based consultant, targets basic efficiency measures and technology upgrades as a means to reducing energy consumption. Fairbanks' First Fuel report author Paul Sheldon says replacing incandescent bulbs with compact fluorescents or LEDs is a first step.
If everyone in Fairbanks did that, the total savings for Fairbanks would be $33 million. And it would eliminate the need for up to 26 megawatts of electricity generation.
That's about an eighth of Fairbanks' power load. Efficiency benefits were touted by legislators during a rollout of the First Fuel report in Fairbanks yesterday. State Senator Joe Pascavan highlighted the recent upgrade to LED streetlights in Fairbanks and North Pole.
The annual savings are approximately $400,000. The lifespan of these light-emitting diodes is 50,000 to 100,000 hours. This is good public operations.
The First Fuel report also lines out major savings available by upgrading to more efficient refrigerators and hot water heaters, as well as installation of smart meters to gauge electricity consumption and change use patterns. The report extrapolates that Fairbanks could halve its electricity consumption with a $100 million investment in efficiency upgrades. The report also offers ways to pay for increased efficiency, including a surcharge on electric bills to support an appliance upgrade program and rate breaks for off-peak usage. Golden Valley Electric runs an Energy Sense assessment program that helps consumers gauge and improve efficiency, but GVEA energy specialist Todd Honer says the new report could help enhance support for it and other programs.
What this report is basically saying is that with more support and more support translated into more funding, we can actually penetrate a larger amount of the demand that, and the load that's on Fairbanks right now. And in the same process, with that infusion of more money, essentially, more funding, save money. And that's the whole point.
The First Fuel report is based on assumptions about existing technology and uses in Fairbanks, and participants at yesterday's meeting stressed the importance of developing actual baseline data so that benefits of efficiency investments are clear.